Because you know how much people here are looking to hear me already, and they say, boy, Peter, hurry up, I want your CD. You know? But, you know, studio and all them things go, you know, I know it's something you just can't run to, because man, I charge you, man, I this, man, I that, you know? So you have to know what you do before you go in and do anything, you know? So them things kind of slow you up still. But, you know, you have to respect the studio man still, because you have to eat still, you know? Go and choose studio man, do your thing. Any studio man out there, you know, make we focus in and make we do the thing properly and, you know, I could move the city and lift it up again. But this French thing drag me down, because, you know, that I drag me down, you know, that I mentally drag me down. Lift up vibes again, man, in the place, you know. Come again and feel good again, you know. Watch nobody. That's how we already said. No watch no face. Do your thing, man. Yeah, man, we lift up the vibes in the city, you know. See, we have Reggae Fest. Big up to Eric. You know, I have Jamaica Day, big up to Alexander, you know. Them thing there, we should have Montreal, all of Montreal coming to that. Why? Because if we now could find the true vibes, and like I said before, it's not one man in a room enjoying himself. If the whole place is enjoying themselves, then, believe me, white, black, Chinese, Indian, everybody will come, you know. Because if them see a vibes over there and everybody enjoying themselves, and them on the side, and they say, hey, how come them I enjoy themselves and me over here? I go over there too, I enjoy myself. So that's the vibes we have to create. Because what, last week, me meet the guy who's the treasurer at the carnival. I'm sure him say, yo, it's the carnival. Carnival was like a deadbeat compared to how carnival was in the 70s and the 80s, right? Right, Donald? Donald, I shake him head, yes. You know, it's a deadbeat. And whoever know carnival from back then know what I'm talking about, you know? But you man and man forget about the real spirit of carnival and go and check out the material thing at carnival. That's where it went, down the drain. So we the people have to bring back the spirit to carnival. We the people have to bring back the spirit to Montreal. You know, it's not about black, it's not about white, it's not about French, it's not about Quebecois or whatever. It's about the people. It's the people who drive, who feed, who move. Car cannot move by itself. You have to drive it, you know. So is we the people now who have to pick up this vice back in the place. So what I tell the man who is the treasurer of carnival, I said, yo, you know what you do before carnival start? There's four corners of this city, north, west, east, and south. You make at least three man go south, you make three man go north, you make three man go east, you make three man go west, and then I make some nice beat a little drum and you know, you advertising carnival to ignite the spirit of not just the West Indians, of not just the black, but of everybody. You're advertising carnival. That way you pick up the vibes in other place. Look when the other day, when the people them dislike what was going on in the city, they start walking around beating pans and blah, bang, 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 and making noise. Oh. Every man start calling and say, hey, arrest them, take them off the street. Why? Because they got into their minds with the little noise, you know? So we do the same thing, but it's not a noise that they're going to call the police on you for. It's a noise that's going to open their little spirit to the, hey, the carnival. And that's how carnival could grow. Because carnival's big in Toronto, carnival's big in Brazil, carnival's big in Trinidad. So why can't it be big in Montreal? You understand what I mean, sir? So make we change the way we think, make we change the way we feel, make we change the way we look at things. Because we're bigger than what we are right now. I'm telling you, there's more in us than what we present to this place. Come on, Mancha, come with me. You know, let's lift up the vibes and give it to the people, them sweet.
Yeah, in acquiring the name Rebel Dew, how's your comfort zone? How long have you been using that name Rebel Dew and having people call you Rebel Dew?
No, well, it's just recently that name came to me, you know, because I don't know inside myself that me's a little rebel. Ask anybody who know me, I always, you know, I really stand up to my side of the story, you know, if you come mess with me. And I stand up for people too, because the reason why, because if you could do certain thing to another man and I'm around, you might try that shit on me too, excuse my language. You might try that on me too. So right there, I notice the man can't defend himself in a certain way. So I make sure I tell you, say, hey, watch it, you know, don't come try that thing over here, you know. Because they don't sight where you're going with them. I don't like how you deal with the next man, you know. So I kind of stand up for you too. Because that's the rebel in me, you know. And like I said earlier on in the conversation, everybody has a little rebel in them. And it's not a negative thing. Yet it could be a negative thing also, you know, but it's how you look at the situation, you know, and it's how your heart is within and your spirit. Well, mine is good, and I stand up for what's right, firmly, if you know me, you know, and I try to help people, and I try to do things, and I do work for people, I never kill them with the price and all them things, because we're all struggling, you know, we're all struggling, so why kill the next man, you know? And I try to do even my music. I try to bring people in to, you know, and I don't have to. But I try to make it a full circle, a full vibe with everybody, you know? Because it's fun. It's creative. It's interesting. Just to open out your spirit. Because you have a lot of youth out there. They have music locked down like a million a song. But ask one of them to create a song and they have no idea. Ask one of them to play an instrument, they have no idea, but yet they're walking around with the headphone on the thing all day, all night. You know? That's okay. But it's better if you create. You know, they say is they teach you to do art, music, what else? What's the other thing?
Art, theater.
Theater, because you know why? Those are the things that make a culture. Why you think them might dig up all of, in our Egypt and all them thing for the artifacts? Those are the things that make a culture. You know, is the art. Theater is the spoken word. Those are the things that make each of the cultures individually different. And believe you me, you don't like to only sit here and know about Quebec. You want to know about India. You want to know about China. You want to know about Australia. You want to know about Egypt. You want to know about everybody in this world. Because it's more interesting to see another culture, to see another outlook of life, how people do in their life. And is by art, is by music, is by spoken word that we get better too at with ourselves, because the other mind might do it different and you might like it and you say, hey, let me try it that way, you know, let me try that food, you know, the same ingredients but somehow I'm chew it different, I'm like how I'm chew it. So we all are attached some way or another, you know, so we have to be creative, and that's the key, not to just, you know, cock a foot up and press the button on the TV and, you know, and watch you them sit beside the computer all night and all day. Now, man, you have to make them creative, you know. Ask my youth, you know. So we have to stand up on those things, you know, and that's what the rebel in me wants to say. You know, that's the rebel in me. Not, oh, let's go blow up this or shoot that man or, you know, fight down. No, man, let's have peace, you know, and safety and just throwing a pot and make we all eat and throwing some music and make we all listen and enjoy and dance. You know, that's the rebel in me, you know, to give it to the people them. Sweet.
Okay, cool. There's, you know, this conversation could go on and on. So, but still, you know, we'll see how long it goes for. Looks like.
You know why? Yeah. I remember Sanfaluke came on.
Yeah.
I remember doing that still.
Yeah. Sanfalu, we gave some time to.
Trying to help me big time, you know.
Good. One thing I want to find out now. Say this track that we're dealing with. You know, like the way music is these days, it completely changed from the way, you know, it was before because of the digital thing, yeah. Because of internet, right? People are giving music on internet. People are selling music on internet. Like this, would you at any point consider giving away this music as opposed to selling it?
What do you mean by giving away?
Well, okay. Some people, it's a tool, right? So some people, for instance, are giving away music because they say, okay, having more exposure, okay, having the people access it. Okay, they'll hear it on radio play or whatever, and you know, there's this thing called sharing. Okay, so they share the file among their friends, so you know it goes around faster.
You can't stop.
Yeah, but you know, this is what I'm saying. Maybe you're not aware of the new way of doing things.
Yeah.
There are established groups that are doing it. At the same point. Just this file, load it up on your home computer to iTunes, and iTunes starts selling it right away. You know, that's it, that's all. You know, people will have access to it. And people, you know, for a buck, you know, people are not gonna diss that, you know. So, you know, this I could talk to you about off the air, but I decided to bring it, you know, in the interview. What do you, you know, how do you see that utilizing the new media of sharing the music digitally, which is going around faster, can reach Africa in a jiffy?
Yeah. Well, like I said before, you know, it's the human before the material, you know. You know, the music was done to uplift the people in more ways than one. But we're not, you know, fool or we live in a reality state, you know, where yeah, well, you do our work and it'd be nice to get something back for the work. So yes, it'd be nice to get something back from giving you it sweet, you know? But that's not the meditation, you know. But still, the reality is, yes, you know, enough man pocket full right now because of music, you know. And me, if you ask anybody, the thing I always said to them is, one day, I don't want a big river, I don't want a big ocean, I don't want a big sea. I want a little stream flowing beside me that every time I dip my cup, I could drink. I don't have to worry about food, money, or nothing. And that's what I want, you know? So that's my vision, you know? It's not, I'm not putting money in the vision. I'm putting that picture in your mind that anytime I dip my cup into my little stream, I drink. So, oh God, want to flow that stream for me. Make him flow it. So, yes. Man will help me touch all the little corners mechanically and computer-wisely and, you know, to make this thing work. So we're not going to do it for nothing at the same time, you know. But the most important thing is for the people to enjoy it still. And that's the key, you know. So everything else is after. And if Jah see me fit to live up on top, of this mountain or any mountain in the world, you know, make him see me fit, you know. But if he make me see me at the bottom of the mountain, me live there too, or halfway up the mountain, anywhere he want me to live, you know. If the house small or if it big or it's a mansion or it's a castle, anywhere he want me to live, me live, you know. So if it's a ghetto or it's a suburb or it's a rich place, anywhere he want me to live, as long as I enjoy myself in that moment still. But the most important still is to give it to you, sweet.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up this little chit-chat and, you know, give the last word, you know, to the people out there.
Montreal, Montreal, Montreal. This is Rebel Dew. You know, there's two form of Dew. You know, the first one I said before, it's full time. You find that strength in you, that real person in you, what you, your purpose, it's due. It's due. That's where I got the D-U from, D-U-E from. The other one is D-E-W, Rebel Dew also, is that when you do get the purpose, that when you do get the plan, you know, that when you do get the right woman or the right man, that when you have kids, you know, you give your all, 100%, and that's when the sweat pours down from your face. It's called, it's like a do, you know, a rebel. If you ask any rebel out there fighting, believe you me, drop everything he's doing, and he goes at it full out till he's dead, because he's fighting for his people. He's fighting for his country. He's fighting for what he believes in. And he goes in harm's way just to make what he's fighting for be known. And he's not afraid. And that's where you get the D-E-W, because that's the sweat coming down from his face, because he's giving his all. And I'm giving you my all on each thing I'm going to put out. My all. You ask my engineer guy, Mac. Can't leave out Mac, you know. Yeah, man, what's wrong with me? Hey, Mac. Leroy, my cousin from Miami, in town. It's them in a studio with me. Who lift up the vibes at this vibes. Come out. You know? Believe you me. When Mark said, Peter, that's enough. He said, what? Man, they're not ready. And believe him, he raised my voice on him sometime. Not in a bad way still. Because I'm persistent to get it right. Persistent. And you're going to hear, when you hear the song, that it's not something that I didn't try and give you. I'm giving you my all. You know? The sweat come off from me. I asked them, they said, boy, Peter, if you jump any higher, you're going to jump through the ceiling. You know? When the song I did a lick, and when we hear the beat, I mean, I sweat, because the vibes was just inner me and inner the room. So that's what Rebel Dew mean, you know? You have to give your all. You have to mean what you say. You have to mean what you do. You know, I have to have patience. Don't rush. You know, don't rush. Take your time. You know, we're rushing things. All of us is rushing things. Take your time. The right time will come, you know. The right time will come. And this is the right time. Because this thing is not only aired in Montreal. The computer is here now and it's aired all over the place. So people of the world, you now know me, Rebel Dew, Peter Noble, by name. I'm coming at you. I'm coming to you. In many ways than one. And I'm going to give it to you, sweet.
So you hear it, folks. Peter Noble, Rebel Dew, in the studio at CKUT on the Full Circle Show. I'd like to say my best wishes and congrats to you. and keep the force.
Big up.
Big up.
That one, nice.
The selections this morning includes a rebroadcast of an interview done with the late Peter Noble, who passed a few years ago, and who also had a birthday recently. May he rest in peace. Musical selection this morning includes Vern Maytone, Morgan Heritage, Chalice, Zappao, and Rebel Dew, also known as Peter Noble. The long range forecast today, Wednesday the 8th of September. Rain 24 degrees on Thursday, a chance of showers 24 degrees. On Friday, chance of a shower 19 degrees. Saturday, mainly sunny 22 degrees. On Sunday, a chance of showers 24 degrees. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds 20 degrees. And on Tuesday, mainly sunny 22 degrees.
Hey, little higher, turn it up a little higher. Hold on, babe. Hold on, babe. Give it to the people, them. Give it to them, sweet.
Give it to them, sweet.
As we're stepping in a way that's like we never stepped before. Yeah. Aye. So don't play with our lives. Don't take it for talk with it. Don't fool around. Hold on, babe. Give it to the people, them. Give it to them, sweet. Hey. Cause we're stepping in a way like we never stepped before. Hey,
serious thing.
Yeah, serious thing. As we call on the one close the door, but we're gonna open it as wide, yeah, and step through it forevermore. Hold on, dude. Hold on, dude. Give it to them. Give it to the people that say.
Give it to them, sweet.
Aye. Up the way. And I feel alone. Aye. Up the way. And I feel you alone. Aye. Hold that bit. Hold that bit. Give it to them. Give it to the people. Them. Give it to them, sweet. Aye. Rock the world. Rock the world. Let everyone know. Hey, hey, give it to them, give it to them, give it to them, give it to them, sweet. Hey, change your mood in other place. Hey, rock the world again. Hey, hold that beat, hold that beat. Give it to them, sweet. Hey. Across the nation, lift up the vibes. Hey, give it to the MC. From Japan to England, Canada, hey. US, past the traffic, across the ocean, give it to them, give it to them, and to all give it to them, all that day, and give it to them, the right feeling, what we are doing. Let everyone feel the vibes in other place. Make everyone move to their face. Hold that thing, hold that thing. Give it to them, give it to them. Are you that? Give it to them.
give it to them sweet.
It really feels the love of the Father no one can buy. It's all yours to enjoy by living clean. Oh, Jah, who gave it me life, health and strength, let me live on.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
There's a natural mystic flowing through. Good day. Introducing to you my father, watch in heaven. Great lightning, great thunder, great brimstone, great flintstone, and great fire, the almighty God. Abba Jah. The light of the world. The only light force is on in this area now, in Washington Garden.
Did you put any gander in there?
He's my father. We shake hands together. He doesn't burn me well. You know I can do all that, Dad. Nothing happens. I'm a greater than a machine. I'm more than a machine. You ever heard of the Atomic Man?
No.
Well, I am the Atomic Man.
Lee Scratch Perry is Jamaica's most famous producer. He started out with Coxton, who has made the most famous songs up to today, rhythms that are still being played again. And he produced Bob Marley, as he used to be the engineer Coxton, producing Bob Marley. And then he started his own little studio called the Black Ark. And went through different personality changes, you know. Became Pipe Jackson, and now I understand he's Mr. Perry. He lives in a sort of different dimension, but he's very talented.
This is your house, by the way. We should say that as well, because we haven't told the viewers that.
Well, this is me and the computer now. Straight up to the light.
Yeah.
The Lord of the world is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God, the Son of the earth, and the Son of the wind and the Son of fire. How about that?
What's the toaster doing on top of the...
The toast. You mean the paint pan?
No, the toaster on top of the fence there.
Oh, it means that I am a toaster.
Oh, right. Now that idea, right. Yeah.
And I am not a boaster, but a positive toaster.
That's good, that.
Never speak a lie. I tell you, if I lie, I die instantly. I hate liars. Lie not and rob not and steal not.
Did you paint all this yourself, then?
Well, all this work has been done by the great Marcus Garvey, Moses. He's so great. And he called himself Pipe Jackson. He says, just as the man of walking out the consul's young garden, I stand away the sinner sitting in the seat of his council. What is the right of the true and living God, Jehovah, to rest the far right? I don't want to lose a good thing.
Till
I'm dead, heap I do.
Check it
out
again, one time.
Real exclusive, the lion strikes again. Kababa, what dada,
that's Paul Young on the radio. Have you heard Paul Young records?
Paul Young?
Yeah.
Is he singing about revolution? Something to help the poor who have nothing?
He does a bit, yeah. He sings a bit about that.
Any artist want to join me? You sing that the rich should help the poor to have something. You're welcome. Anytime. Okay, you want to love to play guitar, and you love to play drum, and you love to play organ, and you love to play bass, and you don't love the trees.
Yeah. I agree with that. I like trees a lot.
Yeah.
They're big.
They all come from the trees.
Yeah. Is there any sorts of, what sort of things don't you like?
I don't like liars. I don't like robbers. I don't like fakes. I don't like parasites. I don't like hypocrites. I don't like vampires. I don't like backbiters. And I don't like traitors.
And what sort of men do you like?
Truthful people. Whether they're fucking black, yellow, pink, or white. Doesn't matter as long as they're truthful.
Fishes of the sea, the holy unicorn.
Welcome back. When the 18th renewal of Western Consciousness unfold at Landilo in Savlemar on the 29th of April, one of the artists on the lineup is an artist who has not performed in Jamaica in over 40 years, yet he's one of the biggest names in reggae globally. And we just caught up with him right here at Sanders Royal in Montego Bay. We're talking about the Grammy winning Lee Scratch Perry. Lee Scratch, welcome, sir.
Welcome.
So nice to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be with you once again after that Grammy Award.
Yes.
Representation.
And you have not performed in Jamaica in over 40 years.
No, but I intend to win. So if Mr. King of Production allow me, I think I would like to do an hour stage, because half an hour would be a joke.
Yes.
I'm just warming up. And I've got so much things to say.
Oh, Lord. After 40 years out in the wilderness, as you say.
But the wilderness.
Must have a lot to
all
say.
The trees want to speak,
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
Especially the coconut palm tree.
So you will be representing even the tree?
And the almond tree. And I intend to prove to the world that I win the war for Africa and I win the war for Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And we have a change in Jamaica and we don't have any, like you call it, dictatorship in Jamaica anymore. We have a lady with a perfect leadership, because we cannot survive without a woman. We are all from the woman, we need a mother. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying thank you for doing this once again for me and for making Jamaica a new challenge with Portia Simpson.
So
a golden lady.
So all the previous leadership and government
not
been dictators?
They are not government, governors of ranks.
All the ones that came before
was governors of ranks.
So this is the first time that Jamaica really
first time we have a real prime minister. We used to have only crime ministers before, mm-hmm, and governors of rank. Now we have a real prime lady minister, because we cannot survive without the love and the strength of a woman.
So you support her 100%?
All person. I bless her with the 7C.
And most of Jamaica will agree with you on that.
Now Jamaica going to have money.
Yes.
Because it's a program that Jamaica should be the treasure.
Yes.
Jamaica have the treasure. And Jamaica have all the music pleasure. Jamaica make reggae. And reggae is on top of the world now. So why shouldn't Jamaica become the richest country in the world?
The leadership.
The mothership.
Will deliver that.
Will deliver. Governors of ranks had unbalanced Jamaica. Now Portia Simpson come we need a lady, then the dictatorship will have to go, and a lady from the ghetto will have to fly on the wings of love. So Jamaica will rise in this position of having a lady ship, because we cannot survive without a mother ship.
All right, Lee, but talk to me about, is this a big assignment for you, this first performance in Jamaica after? Since you were a boy, you performed in Jamaica. Is it a big assignment for you?
They did not ready for my music in the time when I was here. So I went away to the North Pole to create another vibration with the Ice Age, to change the time.
Yes.
Because it was only ska and rocksteady. Ska by Mr. Coxon, Dad, which you have my respect for bringing the jazz music to life in ska vibration.
Yes.
And thanks to Duke for bringing rocksteady music to life in rocksteady music. But I was here with a spiritual music they call reggae, and they did not ready for me. So I went away for 40 days and 40 nights, which ended up to be 40 years in the wilderness.
And now you're back.
Now I'm back with my 40 years in the wilderness, which yes. was, mean they call it repentance. Then after repentance, you make a sacrifice that the people may know that God is not dead. I say, who is God? He said, well, God is the music and the comforter. And God is the Holy Ghost, not a holy duppy, a Holy Ghost and a Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And water is our cooler. And we don't want no more fire in Jamaica from the bubble. We ask the bubble to ease down with the fire and that water come and bless Jamaica and don't burn up Jamaica too much. Mr. Capleton, please don't burn up Jamaica, because Jamaica people are good and Jamaica is well blessed and Jamaica have the reggae, and we want the reggae to heal our soul.
All right. But Lee, are you a little bit nervous about this performance?
Of course not. I'm confident. I respect Marcus Garvey's word. He said, with confidence, you win before you start. With no confidence, you can't win a star. Portia Simpson said when she done, she going to talk to God before she come talk to the people. That's why I give her all my respect. Because if she respect and know there is a God, that's why she win.
Yes. Jimmy Cliff came to Jamaica and performed at Rebel Salute in the year 2005.
Yeah.
And it was a tremendous success. In the year 2006, just recently, Rebel Salute 2006, just about a month or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
The great, great Burning Spear came.
Yeah.
But people are disappointed, for the most part, with his performance.
Yeah.
Are you concerned any at all about that?
Well, maybe if they think about Rebel Salute and Devil Salute, but God Salute this way, so maybe if they come with God Salute, it'd be better. Emperor Safari Salute.
Yes.
Then it could be no disappointment. You don't come with the Rebel Salute. I'm not against the rebels. I was a rebel. But I'm talking about the honorable respect of God. They come with God Salute. Mm-hmm. Jarastafari Salute. Emperor Selassie Salute. Then you wouldn't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Then maybe Burning Spear was burning the spear too much, like the bubble. Mm-hmm. You keep burning the people, then the people don't want to be burned. And there's some rain. Some show of blessing. But your brain is burning out, you know what I mean? You're my burning brain. Yeah. So maybe if it was not burning brain, and I wouldn't burn my brain for sure. Mm-hmm. I respect my brain cells, so I would only go burn them. My name is Renford U. Perry. I come to bless. And my blessings are sure, as the sun shines in the blue sky.
So your blessings will be showered on Landilo. Landilo in Savlamar.
When I was coming here, I tell my mother my name. Because the baby who born and the sir tell their mother their name. I tell my mother, I am Rain. Rainford U. Perry. I went away for 40 years in the wilderness to change, not even change my face. I did not bleach my skin. I did not do a facelift. And I'm sure I'm looking like His Majesty, King Neptune. How you want to call him King Selassie? Or King Kyashi?
All right. How has the winning of the Grammy impact your career?
Well, it make a different, like the people was ready to listen to a different type of music.
Yes.
They was not only listening for ska and rocksteady alone, they were listening for a spiritual vibes of music, and they hear the spiritual vibes of music on the Jamaican ET. So I go to another space to find out that they could recognize E.T. E.T., the words E.T. mean Ethiopia, eternal race, the imperial majesty race. The E.T. exists, and the E.T. is for Ethiopia, and the E.T. himself is a mess. So I respect my mess, because when I was hungry, my mess feed me, so I know my God, and my God is real. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. When I go to the toilet, I sit on my throne and I communicate with E.T. E.T. is downstairs.
Oh.
E.T. downstairs. Mm-hmm. So if you want to make real contact with E.T., you take a pen and a paper and you go to the toilet and start to write. And you summon E.T. And when you flush, E.T. might disappear and roll thunder somewhere. Kahoo! That's E.T.
Scratch.
Then the people recognize that E.T. will send them a message. And it was a spiritual message, and it's a hip-hop reggae.
Scratch, when you talk like this, some people say that you're not safe.
I didn't go to school to learn this. I learned it by nature.
Yes.
Your throne is false. My throne is right. My throne is my toilet seat. I am totally mad.
Do you believe that you're mad?
I am mad. I am mad, and I'm sure that I am mad.
But some say you talk in parables and so on. And
what else could I do?
And that you're not mad. You're a sane man.
I am coming from the 20th century, mm-hmm. and if I come and talk to the man who went to the school and learned from the school what everybody know and can't reach anywhere, then I would be more than mad to get myself mixed up in that direction that not going anywhere. Look how much educated people here can't get no job. Mm. They learn the same thing and know the same thing. Nothing different to say. The one say boom, that the other one say boom. One say kill, that the other one say kill. I say no, thou shalt not kill. Don't even kill the cow and eat the cow, because God don't like that. Don't drink no acid, don't drink no alcohol, don't smoke no cigarette and don't smoke no herbs, but make Kali tea.
Kali tea?
Ganja tea.
You don't think herbs should be smoked?
Disrespect when you smoke the herb, you disrespect His Majesty. The tree of life, the tree of wisdom, the tree of life, the tree of wisdom, the tree of knowledge, and the tree of understanding. When you burn in the tree of wisdom, you're disrespecting the culture and the Holy Spirit.
So you never smoked herb?
I used to. When I discovered that I was creating, adding on sins to sin, I burned on the Ark of the Covenant and said then it wasn't clean enough. Because I was a mess, I was eating meat, I was even eating fish. When I wake up, I realized that I was a fish. Then, Scratch, why was you eating yourself? So I get mad and burn on the studio, say, well, I didn't know, Lord, forgive me. I asked for reincarnation.
All right, Lee Scratch. Respect, sir. So nice to talk to you as usual.
It's a pleasure. Have fun.
Bless you.
Bless you.
All right.
And one love to Mr. Hulk and the machine gun.
Okay, there you have it. The Scratch Grammy Perry heading for Western Consciousness 2006. Wow, can't wait for that one. I am Winford Williams. On behalf of all of us at CVM Television, thanking you for joining us and inviting you to join us again next week for another in the series On Stage. On Stage interview segment was shot on location at the Hilton Kingston Hotel.
trust me.